Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. There was no fanfare, no big show, just a quiet ceremony as President Biden signed the bill raising the debt ceiling and keeping the country out of default. Here's correspondent Christina Ruffini.
President Biden signed the bill behind closed doors without any lawmakers there, but the White House did release a short video. Now look, neither group, neither the Republicans nor the White House negotiators nor the Democrats, are particularly thrilled with the outcome. But the negotiators who worked on this bill in the room say the compromise is what made it work.
The casualty numbers from a train wreck in Odisha State, India, keep getting worse. The BBC's Arshana Shukla is watching what's now become a recovery operation.
Passenger families have been scouting for their loved ones, for their relatives, many of them not even knowing which hospital they have been sent to. More than 288 casualties have been reported. That's the official figure. There are chances that this number would be revised upwards. 1,175 people have been injured so far, according to the official number.
Attorneys for Donald Trump say they can't find a classified document the former president says he took from the White House. CBS's Jeff Glore.
The Justice Department obtained a 2021 audio recording where Trump said he held onto a sensitive Pentagon document regarding a potential attack on Iran. Federal prosecutors issued a subpoena in March to get those records. CBS News has confirmed that Trump's legal team informed the Justice Department they cannot find it.
The first Republican presidential debate of the 2024 election cycle has been announced.
GOP candidates will take part in a debate to be held August 23rd, and they must pledge to support the eventual GOP nominee. The RNC says a second debate will be held the following night if needed. The debate takes place in the city hosting the 2024 Republican National Convention, Milwaukee. There are already questions about who will take part in the debate with a growing field of candidates. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Republican lawmakers here in Florida have passed legislation considered anti-gay by the LGBTQ plus community, but thousands are attending the annual Gay Days event this weekend at Disney World despite that. Event director Chantel Roche says Disney's always hospitable.
It was magical to be able to walk down Main Street USA with my boyfriend's hand in tow and to be with my friends and be able to actually enjoy being normal. And over the years, this event grew because more people wanted that taste of normal.
The hurricane season's first named storm has petered out quickly. The National Hurricane Center says Arlene has gone from tropical storm to depression to remnant in a matter of hours. Here in Florida, we call it a fish storm. It's in the Gulf, nowhere near land, and very weak. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Oh, you don't think?
What does it say here?
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock.
You know what? I'm sorry. I think it should be around. What are you signaling?
Me? To stop talking? Oh, all right. I'll stop talking. No. Just had to tell me, that's all you
get. Get round-the-clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from durable suede jackets to premium exotic cowboy boots, iconic Western shirts, heavy-duty jeans, and work boots. We provide local same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. You can enjoy in-store pickup with $20 off your next order, and our team of experts can help guide you as you shop when you visit your local Boot Barn.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 60 tonight under mainly clear skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow, highs around 85. Tomorrow night, lows around 57. Highs level off around 81 Monday with a chance for scattered storms. 77, more clouds than sun Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 89.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking off your Saturday night with a double dip of Marsden on Max Inc. Radio. That is Tune It Out, the title track from his 2022 album, Running in the Dark, from that same album. I didn't see any shows on the books for Marsden, but you can see Joe Marsden at the High Noon Saloon next Saturday as he plays a show with the Cancellations on the patio starting at 5 o'clock. Good evening, one and all. I am Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm flying solo tonight. Rocker and Terry Barr, they're off. Terry's on vacation. And Rocker's in Chicago taking his daughter to Taylor Swift. He's going to try to wrangle a Swiftie and get a Swiftie on the air with us tonight. Or Taylor Swift. Whatever comes first. We'll see what happens. We have a great show for you tonight planned. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group is going to join me this hour. Next hour, in the 7 o'clock hour, Andy Olson from the Marquette Riverfront Festival will be on. We'll tell you all about the first Festiland Festival in Madison this year. Carrie Osborne will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Tell us about the Madison Area Music Association. The finalist party is happening at the Wisconsin Brewing Company in a couple weeks. And then at 9 o'clock, Magic Conch. Going to be live in studio for the Devil's Lair. We're not playing live music tonight, but we are tracking through their brand new album called Fine Dining and Breathing. So looking forward to you. Brand new Magic Conch tonight for you at 9 o'clock. And of course, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. We'll do Essential Last Crack at 11. Got a question for you here. I'm off next week. Rob Roberts is going to be here filling in for me next week. I'm heading out. I'm on vacation. I'm going camping. But that Saturday night, I'm going out to see some music. I got a game plan already. But sometimes, like next Saturday, there's multiple shows next week. So many shows. How do you decide what show you're going to go to? Do you just pick one show, or do you try to time things out and bounce around the town to see multiple shows? I want to hear from you right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. What shows? How do you decide what show to go to? I'll have the information about the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Make Music Madison stage. Eddie Berth is playing on that stage. Here's his song right now, Blues Beat. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Not the one to take a break. I just ain't got nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. Wisdom to help me now. Tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down. But you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. My head's been floating in the clouds.
The traveling. The Traveling Tin Sandwich has Eddie Burf on Max Inc. Radio. You'll be playing the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Make Music Stage on the 21st of this month, the first day of summer. Looking forward to that. Hey, so what about this question here? Next week, there's a bunch of shows happening. I'm off. I'm going to go see some rock and roll. So here's the deal. The cancellations and We Should Have Been DJs, they're at the High Noon Saloon. That's an early show. That's easy. I'm going to that for sure. Got to see the cancellations. And We Should Have Been DJs. They have some new music out soon, too. So looking forward to that. But later that night, Work and Porky's Groove Machine is at the High Noon. That same night, Rare Element is at the Memorial Union Terrace. Marquette Waterfront Festival is happening. There's even a really cool jazz show, a Jazz Flux, at the North Street Cabaret that night. How do you decide what show you're going to go to? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you have like a game plan before? Do you plan this out like in a week in advance or something like that? I'm going to this show. Or do you try to bounce around and figure out, you know, what show am I going to go tonight? 844-967-2789. Hi, who's this?
This is Rocker.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Rocker. Are you with a Swiftie?
Oh, my gosh. I dropped my package off at Soldier Field. My daughter is there. There are people down there everywhere. All kinds of glitter, you know, cowboy boots, lots of hats. It's pretty crazy. Swifties are everywhere down by Soldier Field.
The starting pitcher for your Doc Spiders this evening, from Stevens Institute of Technology, number 33, Justin Doyle. And the manager of your Doc Spiders is Doug Coe.
How many boots in the pregame video?
Yeah, I would say.
Are you fishing for a great rate on a loan? We know the spot. Right at 811 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, it's Key Savings Bank. Just toss a line their way. You'll be sure to hook a keeper. But you better move fast while you can still catch them. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Key Savings Bank.
And visit their office in the town of Rome.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists, willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We return here from Herb Baker Field in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, as the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in game number two against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. And good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, it was a story for the Raptors last night where they just were not able to rally back in the ninth inning. They lost 9-6 and were out hit 10-8, as it was just unfortunate where they just could not get the hits late. They had runners on, bases loaded, but just were not able to pick up a win. They dropped their third straight game as we are here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. As the Raptors, their opening lineup, they're starting with Kalen Graham, the North Central Texas College product, seeing his second appearance of the year as for the Dock Spiders. They're going with Justin Doyle on the mound. The Raptors starting with Alex Duffy, the Elon product, at catcher today. Kyle Carlson at first. Ty Johnson at second. Jack Basir at third. Shane Taylor, a dynamic shortstop, he is staying at the sixth position. Matt Olive at seven. Brandon Rogers at the center field position, Olive at the left field, and Logan Hugo on the right field. As for the Dock Spiders, Justin Torrell obviously getting on the mound, but Paul Smith, their catcher, he's going to be staying at the two position. Seth Sweetchick remains at first base. Jack Gorman at short. John Surrain at third base. Drew Berrigan, shortstop. Gorman, second. Connor Cooney, left field. Paul Whitman, center. And Jack Peterson at right field. So the Raptors are going with a very similar lineup, much they have before in their batting order. Rogers leading off, Johnson second, Basir third, Olive fourth, Shane Taylor five, Kyle Carlson six, Logan Hugo seven, Alex Duffy batting in the eight hole, and then Levi Jensen, the designated hitter today, he's batting ninth. The Dock Spiders going with Cooney, Berrigan, Whitman, Sweetchick, Smith, Surrain, Hines and Peterson, and Gorman. So just an exciting matchup between these two teams. The Dock Spiders and the Raptors getting set here on WFHR. We'll be back here in a moment after the national anthem.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 60 tonight under mainly clear skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow, highs around 85. Tomorrow night, lows around 57. Highs level off around 81 Monday with a chance for scattered storms. 77, more clouds than sun Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 89.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. So the Raptors looking to split this series. They have dropped three straight games, a 1-4 record, as the Dock Spiders last night were able to pick up their first win of the season. Head manager, head coach, Kirk Schreider. As for the Dock Spiders, Douglas Coe in his first season. The Raptors going with their cranberry tops like they did yesterday with the black leggings. As for the Dock Spiders, they're going with their teal tops with the gold lettering on the front and back and the white leggings. So a little bit different for these two teams as far as the uniforms, but the Raptors looking to get a win. They need it, and to be quite honest, they have dropped their past three games 1-4. To start, it's been unfortunate. They were swept by Green Bay and lost to Fond du Lac. They had moments where they had great pitching and the batting wasn't there, and they had times where they had great batting and the pitching wasn't there. So they just need to have a complete game today if they want to take down the Dock Spiders before heading home tomorrow for a big homestand. But for today, the Raptors batting .236 as a team. They have 33 hits and 15 runs scored. They've had 12 RBIs as a team, but the big thing for them, they have given up 56 hits, which has been a quite big story for them. Their pitching has been in question. Kalen Graham, making his second appearance of the season, will step on the mound for the Raptors today. Graham, a North Central Texas College product, wearing number 32 for the Raptors, will be the one at the mound. So the Raptors are going to need to play a complete game. They were up 3-0 in the top of the second yesterday, gave two runs in the bottom half of that inning, and then from there on, they just were not able to get runs on the board, gave up four runs in the bottom of the sixth, and since then, it was just weren't able to come back. They cut it It was 9-4 game. They cut it to 9-6. They had runners on. They had bases loaded with Levi Jensen up at the plate. He struck out. And then Brandon Rogers struck out as well for that third out. And now today, can the Raptors put it together? Kirk Schreider was adamant about, you know, their team. Can they have a complete game? And we're going to find out here today on this sunny, windy evening here in Fond du Lac at Herb Baker Field. So a time for the Raptors to essentially get going. Can they get on the front foot? They were not able to win a game since the last game against Lakeshore Chinooks back on Tuesday. They've dropped Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in a time where it's early in the season. You know, there's a lot left for the Raptors. I mean, they have 67 games, including this one, left. So we're going to find out here. Opening pitch here on WFHR. We'll take a quick break aside.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, at Herb Baker Field. Two teams getting ready to go, as leading off is Rogers. Brandon Rogers, a center fielder for the Raptors, who had a really hot start, wasn't able to record a hit last night. He got on base a couple times by being walked, but other than that, he's kind of cool off a bit. We're looking to see if he can get back on the front foot. Rogers will lead off with Ty Johnson second, and that 1-2 punch for Rogers and Johnson, why they have, Kirk Schreider has put them at the one and the two in the batting order, and just about set to go here, a couple minutes away, and it's going to be an exciting game. You know, you hope the Raptors can come out and get a win, improve to 2-4. They had a big start yesterday, as I said, up 3-0, and you felt that, okay, the bats were going to get going. But since then, they really struggled to get runners home. They got a couple hits, but they just weren't able to get runners home. As for the Dock Spiders, they scored 33 runs. They've acquired 45 hits. They've had 20 RBIs. They've been struck out 47 times, but both these teams sitting dead.
Saturdays at 1. Don't miss.
Both 1-4. And you wonder, can the Raptors get on the front foot? Can they get up early, and can they hold the lead? It's going to be a game for them where it's a bounce-back spot. They have a ton of home games left. In fact, 7 of the next 8 days are played at Witterfield back in Wisconsin Rapids. So can they steal a game here in Fond du Lac and head back home feeling better about themselves? Because last night they were disappointed, and rightfully so. They had moments where you felt that they were going to come back and had a rally going, but they were halted by big strikeouts from the Fond du Lac's pitcher, Tanner Smith, out of the Presbyterian College, a rising senior. So he had a nasty curveball, to be honest with you. He was throwing it right and left and was really just giving Raptor players a time where they just weren't able to hit the ball. They weren't making contact well. They struck out the last two times. I mean, they had runners on first, second, and third. Bases were loaded. They had one out. Levi Jensen was up. You felt a one base hit was going to send one or possibly two runners home to put the pressure on. So Jensen struck out. Then it went to Brandon Rogers, the center fielder, who also struck out. So for them, can they find a way to get going? The Dock Spiders take the field now. Justin Doyle will be on the mound. And Doyle's a guy, well, he's out of Stevens Institute of Technology, a senior from Louisville, Kentucky. He appeared in the game on opening day with 5 innings pitched, 8 hits, 7 runs, and a strikeout. So he had not his best start on opening day, looking to redeem himself here this time. So as I said, Doyle will start on the mound. Smith at the catcher's position. Seth Sweetchick, the dual citizenship. The guy has citizenship in Australia, Melbourne, Australia, native at first. Gorman at second. John Serrain had a big day yesterday. He's at third. Drew Berrigan at shortstop. Connor Cooney at left. Whitman at center. And Jack Peterson at right field. So Doyle, a couple warm-up pitches here. And then Rogers, the center fielder, getting ready to step in shortly. Brandon Rogers, a rising sophomore at Iowa Western Community College, looking to have a little bit better day than it was yesterday. Did not record a hit. Got on base a couple times. Batting a .294. So we're going to find out. Can Rogers lead things off? A great leadoff person for the Rafters. In his first game of the season against Lakeshore, he batted the 9 position. And then since then, Kirk Schroeder was impressed by him. So Rogers is now walking up to the plate. And we are getting set here at Herb Baker Field. Brian Dyer on the coaching staff for the Rafters sits at first. Orlando Rodriguez at third base. So Rogers, the right-handed batter, on Doyle, the right-handed pitcher. And we are here. Wind blowing from east to west. The first pitch way downstairs in the dirt. 1-0. One ball, no strikes here. Rogers comes set. Doyle, the delivery, 1-0. And swinging a ball hit foul side on the third baseline. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here, Doyle comes set. Rafters batting .236 as a team. That number has dropped quite significantly as same side, 1-2. That ball hit on the foul side. One ball, two strikes. Rogers down on the count. Can the Rafters start off hot here? Here it is, 1-2. Rogers swinging a ball flown out to the left fielder of Connor Cooney, who reaches out and makes the grab. One down for the Dock Spiders. So out of McLennan Community College and heading to Baylor next season, Ty Johnson, the second baseman. He's had 8 hits with 24 at-bats. He's had 5 RBIs. That's the big number for him. That's a number that stands off the page. Batting a .333. As Johnson sees one down low in the dirt, 1-0. Dock Spiders got their first win of the season last night, where they were able to knock down off the Rafters, swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman in Gorman, who throws it over to first in time for the second out. So Dock Spiders one away here in the top of the first. Jack Basir will step in. And Basir, an infielder who's playing third base today. He was at first. He's been at third. Him and Carlson have swapped at first and third a lot this season. So he's batting a .348, 4 RBIs, and he has a home run. A swing and a low ground ball over to the shortstop and Berrigan. The throw across the diamond skips on a one-hop bounce to Sweetchick for the third out. So the Dock Spiders go 3 up and 3 down as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick step aside.
Are you fishing for a great rate on a loan? We know the spot.
right at 811 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. It's Key Savings Bank. Just toss a line their way. You'll be sure to hook a keeper. But you better move fast while you can still catch them. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Key Savings Bank.
And visit their office in the town of Rome.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
We return for the bottom of the first here as Kalen Graham will step on the mound. He is somebody who has not appeared too much so far this season. And how could he? He's only played, well, one game. He's had one inning pitched, allowing three runs and a hit. He had two walks and two strikeouts as well. At a North Central Texas College and a Keller, Texas native on the mound. So stepping in is Connor Cooney. Cooney, who batted at 250 yesterday, had one hit with one run. And a guy that you could look at as a great leadoff person for the Dock Spiders. 0-1, Graham throws a strike across the plate. So the 0-1 serve from Herbaker at Herbaker Field, a swing and a ground ball over to Johnson at second. The throw to first, and it is in time to Kyle Carlson. One down, two away. So out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College, you have Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, who will step in, batting a 286 for them this season. As the first pitch on the way from Graham, right across the plate. Put it down low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Graham sets, fires. There's the strike, swing and a miss, 1-1. Graham has allowed 10 hits with 3 earned runs at North Central Texas College, appearing in 10 innings. Swing and a ball, foul tipped backside, 1-2. You know, in 2021, he appeared in 7 games with all those games started 37 and two-thirds innings pitch, allowing 47 hits, but acquiring 37 strikeouts. A swing and a hard bouncer on the third baseline over to Basir, but that remains foul as a third base umpire had other plans. That looked fair initially when that ball went off the bat. So a ball and two strikes here with one out. Graham shakes it off. Now comes set, the 1-2. Swing and a jam shot over to the second base line. Johnson makes the scoop up and throws across first. And did he get him? He did. Heck of a play there from the high IQ player of the second baseman, Ty Johnson. So two down here for the Rafters, one away. As Paul Whitman will step in. Whitman batting a 313. And he hits a shallow ground ball over to Graham, who slips, falls on his butt. And Whitman will take first. An error there for Kalen Graham. As he'll have to shake that one off. He is a tall fellow. He's 6'5 and has a big arm. So Whitman will take first for the Dock Spiders. Seth Sweetchick, who's batting a 167, will step in. He's had 4 at-bats with 1 hit yesterday as he sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. Spiders I've accumulated a hit there from Sweet Chick as he drives a ball into the right field line. Coming under it and not making the catch is Logan Hugo. But that ball goes foul. Hugo had that one in his glove, wasn't able to make the grab, but that ball remains foul. Fortunate there for the Rafters as Paul Whitman will have to head back to first. Sweet Chick gonna have to reset. So 0-2 count here with two outs. That was right in the glove of Logan Hugo with his left hand. Came under it and wasn't able to make that grab. Rafters fortunate. Wind is blowing. No balls, two strikes. Graham checks over to first. Comes set, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Graham sends him down swinging. And the Rafters get three outs as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR. We'll take a quick step aside.
Enjoy the game. Two Men in a Truck, the movers who care. And at Two Men in a Truck, they know moving is tough, but they make it easy. Whether your move is big or small, they'll tackle it all. They are the movers who care, and they'll prove it with their 96% referral rate and courteous professional movers. For your next move, call Two Men in a Truck Fondelac. That's twomeninatruck.com. Whatever you want to do.
They fired somebody.
Only a half a person.
We return here to the top of the second inning here on WFHR. Matt Olive will now step in. Matt Olive, number 12. So he's a guy that has had a great year for Valparaiso, but has struggled since he's had one hit on 13 at-bats, where he had a double against the Green Bay Rockers. Other than that, it's been a struggle for him. Can he get going early as he's hit by pitch on the left arm? He'll take first. So Shane Taylor will step in, the left-handed batter out of Utah Tech, batting a .316 with six hits on 19 at-bats with a run and two RBIs. He'll have to come set. Left-handed batter on Doyle, the right-hander here on the top of the second. Spiders accumulated a hit in the bottom of the first as Doyle pickoff attempt at first. Olive slides safe. Doyle sets and fires down in the dirt. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Olive was hit by pitch. He'll stand at first. The 1-0. Swing and a bouncer over to the second baseman who's trying to field it and does and throws it, flips it over to first. Gets Taylor out at first. Olive advanced to second. So Olive at second. Taylor gets out at first. And now Kyle Carlson, the right-hander, will step in. So a ground out from Shane Taylor as Jack Gorman made an excellent play, heads-up play. First pitch on the way, down low. The Rafters have one out. They have Olive standing at second. Kyle Carlson, another good hitter, batting a .316 with six hits on 19 at-bats with two runs scored. The 1-0, curveball downstairs, 2-0. One out here, two balls, no strikes. The 2-0, down low, but a strike, painting the outside zone. Two balls, a strike here with one out. Olive, a big lead off at second. The 2-1 serve, way outside edge. That's going to be called a strike. That looked, from our angle, that was going to be a ball, but umpire thought otherwise. The 2-2. Doyle comes set. Looks over to second. And then the throw. The 2-2 on a curveball. Swing and a miss from Carlson. Strike number three. So the right fielder, Logan Hugo, will now be the one to try to get himself going. He's really struggled at the plate. Two hits on 18 at-bats, but he's crossed home plate three times. Spiders have accumulated a hit in the bottom of the first. Rafters, no hits, but they have Olive, who stands at second. As Doyle fake throws it over to second to push Olive towards the bag. Coming set is Doyle. First pitch on the way. Outside edge, 1-0. Doyle looks back over. Comes set. The Rafters need to cash in here on a runner in scoring position. The 1-0 way down in the dirt. That goes to Paul Smith, who makes a throw over to third, and a stealing Olive is true. So Olive will take third, two outs here, and a big stolen base for Matt Olive, the Valparaiso Beacon. Two outs here. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0. Down on the dirt. 3-0. That was a big play there for Matt Olive. Doyle threw it to Paul Smith, the catcher, bounced off his chest. And Smith threw it over to third, but Olive got there. The 3-0 way outside for ball number four. So four straight balls. That's going to put Hugo on first, Olive on third, and the Rafters threatening here in the top of the second. So Alex Duffy, the catcher, making his second appearance. He appeared in the game last night. Did not start out of Elon University. Duffy lines one into second, and the second baseman, Gorman, who makes the throw over to first, and it's in time. So the Dock Spiders come fortunate. They do not give up a run in the top of the second as we head to the bottom half of this inning when we return.
Proudly serving people, families, and businesses of Fond du Lac since 2005. From opening a checking account to taking out a loan, Park Bank is here to help. All right, commercial. I will tell you, I know nothing about that video award. Okay, I'm just telling you, I know. You're flat on your own on that one.
They have it all set up, but
yeah, they were being nice to you.
Oh, they were real.
No, that's good. That's the way it should be ending.
We return here to the bottom of the second here on WFHR. So, Paul Smith, out of Rice University and the Houston, Texas native, batting a 667. Yeah, he hasn't had many appearances, but he's had three at-bats, but he's had two hits on three at-bats, so the numbers don't lie. So Smith will step in, the left-handed batter on Graham. Graham, the first pitch on the way, a check swing from Smith. Did he go and did not want to know? The 1-0 pitch across the plate, swing and a miss, 1-1. Graham comes set and then fires the 1-1 way inside. That goes behind Duffy. Fortunately, nobody was on base for the Duck Spiders because that was surely going to be a stolen base. So two balls, a strike. Graham, the 2-1, swinging a hard hit bounce ball over to Johnson. Fields it in his glove. The throw to first is in time for the first out. Ty Johnson, he's made so many plays at the second base position this season. He's had 25 total catches there with 10 putouts and 15 assists. A high IQ guy and a guy that's surely going to be here in Wisconsin Rapids for the duration of the season. As a breaking ball down low for Graham, a strike. 0-1. Jake Serain batting a 375. We'll see another strike across the plate, 0-2. Graham comes set, the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball over to the shortstop and Shane Taylor. The throw to first is right on the money. So that's the second out for the Rafters. They have looked impressive in the infield so far to start. They had two errors yesterday that really hurt them. So no errors so far, and they've looked good. So Jared Heinsohn batting a 200 out of the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Swinging a ball hit on the right field line out in foul territory, 0-1. He loves to fish as one of his fun facts, so it's always good to see the 0-1. Way upstairs, 1-1. The 1-1 from Graham. Swinging a ball popped up into the right field gap, and that goes. Carlson cannot field it. That will stay fair. So Heinsohn takes first, and the Knox Spiders have recorded their second hit here in the bottom of the second. So out of Trinity University, Jack Peterson will step in. Peterson, the left-handed batter on Graham. Graham takes a look over at first. He sees Heinsohn there, and then the throw, the bunt attempt, not there. Peterson had one hit on four at-bats. He's batting a 217 and one hit on four at-bats last night against the Rafters. Swing and a miss upstairs, 0-2. With two outs here, can the Rafters get something going? The 0-2, swinging a ball, foul, tipped backside, stays here at 0-2. Graham comes set. Graham takes a look at first, then fires the 0-2 down in the dirt. 1-2. So the wind looks like it's pulling from right to left. here in the outfield as Heinzen popped up a ball on the right side that just dropped in an awkward position. Carlson couldn't get there at first, and then Hugo couldn't as well. So that's why Heinzen's on first here. The 1-2, a breaking ball right across the plate for strike number three. Graham sends him down looking, and the rafters, no runs here as we head to the top of the third. Score still stays at 0-0.
Is the walleye. Green. And then there is the musky yellow. And last but not least, it is the sturgeon who is blue. Are we ready, fishies? On your marks, get set, and go! It is the walleye in the lead right now. The sturgeon is second. Musky taking up third place. And it looks like the walleye is kind of leading them on this evening. Let's see if anyone makes a play for the first time. They're getting close. It looks like the musky, but it is going to be the walleye. By the way, Brian, Joel, and Andrew are playing along with us. And Brian, you are the winner tonight. And from grills to outdoor games, find everything for summer fun at Fleet Farm. The umpire is making the Alliant Energy call for the lights. Alliant Energy delivers energy solutions safely, efficiently, and responsibly, and provides exceptional service that customers and communities count on. That's okay. I just didn't want you to play something else while I was sitting here. That's the only thing I was doing.
Back and then,